I think I know what you mean, said Victor. And one day, Amber takes her troll's dinner down to the cave and finds him. Rock waved his hands in vague yet thoroughly descriptive motions. With another lady troll? So she go home and get her a club, and come back and beat him to death? Thump, thump, thump. Cos he was her troll, and he had done her wrong. It's a very romantic song. Victor stared. Ruby undulated down from the tiny stage and glided among the customers, a small mountain in a four-wheel skid. She must weigh 2 tons, he thought. If she sits on my knee, they'll have to roll me off the floor like a carpet. What did she just say to that troll? He said, as a deep wave of laughter rolled across the room. Rock scratched his nose. It's a play on words, he said. Very hard to translate, but basically she say, is that the legendary scepter of Magma, who was king of the mountain, smiter of thousands, yea, even tens of thousands, ruler of the Golden River, master of the bridges, delver in dark places, crusher of many enemies? He took a deep breath. In your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me? Victor's forehead creased. I don't get it, he said. Perhaps I'm not translated properly, said Rock. He took a pull of molten sulphur. I hear untied alchemists is casting for... Rock, there's something very odd about this place, said Victor urgently. Can't you feel it? What odd? Everything seems to, well, fizz. No one acts like they should. Did you know that there was a great city here once? Where the sea is? A great city? And it's just gone? Rock rubbed his nose thoughtfully. It looked like a Neanderthal man's first attempt at an axe. And there's the way everyone acts, said Victor. As if who they are and what they want are the most important things in the world. I'm wondering, Rock began. Yes, said Victor. I'm wondering, would it be worth taking half an inch off my nose? My cousin Breccia knows this stonemason. Fixed his ears a treat. What do you think? Victor stared dully at him. I mean, on the one hand, it's too big. But on the other hand, it's definitely your stereotyped troll nose, right? I mean, maybe I'll look better. But in this business, maybe it's best to look just as troll as you can. Like Morris had his touched up with cement. Now he got a face you wouldn't want to meet on a dark night. What do you think? I value your opinion, because you're a human with ideas. He gave Victor a bright silicon smile. Eventually Victor said, It's a great nose, Rock. With you behind it, it could go a long way. Rock gave a big grin and took another pull of sulphur. He extracted a small steel swizzle stick and sucked the amethyst off it. You really think, he began, and was then aware of the small area of empty space. Victor had gone. I don't know nothing about no one, said the horseholder, looking shiftily at the looming presence of Detritus. Dibbler chewed on his cigar. It had been a bumpy journey from Ankh, even in his new coach, and he'd missed lunch. Tall lad, bit dopey. Thin moustache, he said. He was working for you, right? The horseholder gave in.
He'll never make a good horseholder anyway, he said. Let's his work get on top of him. I think he went to get something to eat.
Victor sat in the dark alley, his back pressed against the wall, and tried to think. He remembered staying out in the sun too long once when he was a boy. The feeling he'd got afterwards was something like this. There was a soft flopping noise in the packed sand by his feet. Someone had dropped a hat in front of him. He stared at it. Then someone started playing the harmonica. They weren't very good at it. Most of the notes were wrong, and those that were right were cracked. There was a tune in there somewhere in the same way that there's a bit of beef in a hamburger grinder. Victor sighed and fumbled in his pocket for a couple of pennies. He tossed them into the hat.
Yeah, yeah, he said. Very good. Now go away.
He was aware of a strange smell. It was hard to place, but could perhaps have been a very old and slightly damp nursery rug. He looked up. Woof, bloody woof, said Gaspode the Wonder Dog.